Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Back in January, when Governor Schwarzenegger first announced his proposed budget for the coming fiscal year, the loudest protests were directed at his 10% reduction in funding for the state park system. And that outcry got results, says Tracy Verardo Torres, Director of Legislative Policy for the California State Parks Foundation.
The governor did, in his May revise, suggest that closing 17% of the state park system and taking lifeguards off 16 of the most popular beaches was a bad idea. And that was really in response to the overwhelming support of Californians who stood up and said, this is not acceptable. But the budget battle continues in Sacramento.
So while that process is proceeding, Verardo Torres says park advocates are trying to shift the focus of the budget discussion as it applies to state parks.
The fight to keep them open was a fight literally just to keep the doors open. It wasn't about improving our state park system and making sure that we had more education programs and more services and better attendance by Californians throughout the state. So what's emerged in the last couple of weeks has been a proposal to give Californians more to their state parks.
Improbable as it may seem, the Parks Foundation is now pursuing a mechanism that Verardo Torres says would not just keep the state parks open, but would also begin to chip away at the $1.2 billion backlog in deferred maintenance work. It's called the California State Access Pass, introduced in the state legislature by Santa Cruz Assemblyman John Laird just 3 weeks ago.
The State Park Access Pass would assess a $10 surcharge on annual vehicle registrations and in exchange give Californians free day-use access to state parks. And the nexus is here. Day-use fees to go into state parks are generally parking fees. I mean, whether you have 2 or 12 people in your vehicle, you pay the $6 or the $8 at the gate. So by putting the surcharge on the vehicle registration, it in effect wipes out what is a parking fee for most Californians every time they visit a park now.
Camping and certain other park uses would still require separate fees. But because most visits are just four-day use, Verardo Torres predicts the access plan would result in more Californians making use of the state parks. She says past history has shown that lower fees result in higher numbers of park visitors.
A number of years ago, there was an effort made successfully to reduce or eliminate user fees in some parks. And at that period of time, about 8 or 10 years ago, we did see a significant bump in attendance to state parks when the budget was more difficult and we weren't able to sustain that level of free or reduced price access to state parks. We saw that type of visitation decline.
The Park Access Pass is a new concept, but Verardo Torres says it has already been put into use successfully in one other western state, Montana.
They have about 50 state parks, and they currently have a $4 surcharge on their vehicle license plate fees in that state. Now, obviously, population of Montana and their budget's a bit different. And that is the only other model out there, and so far they've seen success in terms of that program.
Tracy Verardo Torres will be a featured speaker tomorrow at the second annual Sonoma County Trails Jamboree, a festive all-day event in Santa Rosa's Juilliard Park. She'll take the stage around 4 p.m. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.